Section C. Compound Dictation. Some years ago, an American policeman found a woman lying near a lonely road. She did not appear to have had an accident, but she was trembling and clearly in a state of shock. So he rushed her to the nearest hospital. She began to tell the doctor on duty the story, which was astonishing and awe-inspiring. She had been driving along a country road when she had been stopped by a flying saucer landing in front of her. She had been forced to leave the car and enter the flying saucer by creatures which looked like human beings and which could easily make themselves understood, although they could not speak. It was as though they could read her thoughts and she could read theirs. They treated her politely and allowed her to leave after carrying out a number of tests on her. As she otherwise seems to be normal, the doctor decided that she was probably suffering from the side effects of some drug. The woman insisted on being allowed to go home. But when she gave her address, it was in a town over 1,000 miles from the hospital. The police then started to make some inquiries, and soon discovered that there was already a search going on for the woman, whose husband had reported that she had disappeared. Her car had been found with the driver's door open and the engine running. In front of the car, the surface of the road had been completely destroyed, not by an explosion or anything of that kind, but as though a large, circular, white, hot object had burned through it.
Now the passage will be read again.
Some years ago, an American policeman found a woman lying near a lonely road. She did not appear to have had an accident, but she was trembling and clearly in a state of shock. So he rushed her to the nearest hospital. She began to tell the doctor on duty the story, which was astonishing and awe-inspiring. She had been driving along a country road when she had been stopped by a flying saucer landing in front of her. She had been forced to leave the car and enter the flying saucer by creatures which looked like human beings and which could easily make themselves understood, although they could not speak. It was as though they could read her thoughts and she could read theirs. They treated her politely and allowed her to leave after carrying out a number of tests on her. As she otherwise seems to be normal, the doctor decided that she was probably suffering from the side effects of some drug. The woman insisted on being allowed to go home. But when she gave her address, it was in a town over 1,000 miles from the hospital. The police then started to make some inquiries, and soon discovered that there was already a search going on for the woman, whose husband had reported that she had disappeared. Her car had been found with the driver's door open and the engine running. In front of the car, the surface of the road had been completely destroyed, not by an explosion or anything of that kind, but as though a large, circular, white, hot object had burned through it.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Some years ago, an American policeman found a woman lying near a lonely road. She did not appear to have had an accident, but she was trembling and clearly in a state of shock. So he rushed her to the nearest hospital. She began to tell the doctor on duty the story, which was astonishing and awe-inspiring. She had been driving along a country road when she had been stopped by a flying saucer landing in front of her. She had been forced to leave the car and enter the flying saucer by creatures which looked like human beings and which could easily make themselves understood, although they could not speak. It was as though they could read her thoughts and she could read theirs. They treated her politely and allowed her to leave after carrying out a number of tests on her. As she otherwise seems to be normal, the doctor decided that she was probably suffering from the side effects of some drug. The woman insisted on being allowed to go home. But when she gave her address, it was in a town over 1,000 miles from the hospital. The police then started to make some inquiries, and soon discovered that there was already a search going on for the woman, whose husband had reported that she had disappeared. Her car had been found with the driver's door open and the engine running. In front of the car, the surface of the road had been completely destroyed, not by an explosion or anything of that kind, but as though a large, circular, white, hot object had burned through it.